time for us to talk to Dr. Gluten from the University of WA. I suppose you could think of worse things to be called. Professor Jeff Forbes is on the line. G'day, Jeff.
Hi. How you going, Darren?
Thanks for spending some time with us today. Look, interesting, you've been looking into a study of foods labelled gluten-free and found not everything's living up to the standard.
Well, it's tough. And the reason that we've found the results that we have is that the Australian standard is that no detectable gluten be found. And the trouble is that as time's gone by, the abilities of the laboratories to detect tiny traces of gluten has improved so much that in foods labelled gluten-free, a small percentage of those foods are now being found to contain traces of gluten. Now, to place things in perspective, if we think about the Australian situation compared with that in the Northern Hemisphere and Europe and North America, we've actually got it very good here. And the Australian standard for gluten-free foods is very tight, but it probably needs to be relaxed ever so fractionally so that we don't run into problems with lack of availability of food. That is, of course, if there is good levels of monitoring of food products. And I suspect that there's a lot of foods which are slipping under the slipping through the net because there is not regular non-industry-based food testing.
Right.
But if we contrast things with North America and Europe, there's a permissible, those areas are allowed to have detectable gluten at 10 to 20 times that which we found in the imported food products in our analysis.
So how does that work, though? I mean, if there is that even that slight amount that's available in international gluten-free foods, like, does that necessarily pose issues for celiacs?
Well, it does for some celiacs, and the trouble is that we don't know how many celiacs it poses problems for. We know that about half of celiac patients develop some symptoms in response to gluten contamination over a one-month period. So celiac patients have it tough, and it's reasonable for them to expect that in foods labelled gluten-free, that the amount of gluten ingested in those foods is at as small a level as is possible, so that if there is contamination from foods elsewhere in their kitchen or at restaurants or in foods which are not labelled gluten-free, that the intake of gluten is kept to as small amount as possible.
Professor, is it possible that it might be worthwhile contemplating like a system that might include, you know, what we would consider to be currently gluten-free, but also then like low in gluten that, you know, might be acceptable for certain people?
I think that is reasonable. In fact, the food codes do acknowledge that there are two separate codes, that there is a gluten-free and that there is a low in gluten content. But we've got to remember that the relevance of having such low amounts of gluten or virtually no detectable gluten in foods is important for those patients with celiac disease, not necessarily those who have a sensitivity to gluten that is not related to celiac disease.
So it's potentially looking at changes perhaps to Australian standards, you think, is the solution here?
Well, I think the solution from a practical point of view is to ever so slightly modify the Australian standard, to relax it ever so slightly, because currently it's impractical. But the problem is that you can't measure zero in a laboratory. You can measure tiny amounts, but you can't measure zero. Zero is not something that can be measured. So from the point of view of Australia being impractical, in an international sense, the levels are too high, and we've shown from our data that it'd be perfectly reasonable to expect industry to comply with a much lower level of gluten in gluten-free foods internationally. And that would be good for celiac disease patients in the Northern Hemisphere, and it would also be good for Australian, New Zealand celiacs who are travelling overseas and needing to purchase gluten-free labelled foods there.
Well, I imagine it's something we'll have to watch with interest to see what developments are, but you've opened up the can of worms, and we'll see what goes from here. Professor Jeff Forbes, Dr. Gluten at the University of WA, thank you for choosing to spend some time with us today. today.
Thanks for your interest, Darren.
I think a few people interested in that one. Don't worry about that. Heading up on news time, it's almost 2:00.